Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, obviously, we got to go look at the tape. You know, it's a new year, new team, but, you know, they beat us last time. They make no mistake about it. They beat us last time with their quarterback and this head coach, you know, this defensive coordinator and all those guys, and a lot of guys I got a lot of respect for and, like, look forward to playing them, and it's going to be a great game, and I can't wait to get out there and do it. We're going to go through our process like we always do, come up with our solutions, come up with ideas, go out there and try to execute it and try to get another win.
There you go. That's Raheem after the game on Sunday talking about turning the page to Carolina, and he's right. Last time they played, Carolina scored 44 points on.
Yep.
Now, you know, there's context and all that stuff, but I'm not paying attention to any of that. I'm paying attention to the fact that last time they played Carolina, Carolina scored 44 points on them.
Yep.
Now, Falcons scored 38 or whatever it was. So that's good. Hopefully they can do that again. But, yeah, there's no overlooking any of this, obviously. I mean, we can, I guess, but they can't, and we won't either. That's the next opponent, man. You got Carolina on Sunday. A great opportunity to go to 2-1, which feels, you know, like it feels like a real accomplishment after the negative vibes surrounding week one.
Yeah.
Like week one's a game you could have won. I won't say you should have won, but you certainly could have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
It ended in an incredibly frustrating fashion, which led to a frustrating week of conversations about kickers. Then you go out there and do what you did against Minnesota. And, you know, Minnesota had some good momentum coming off the way that they had beaten Chicago late in the game in their first week. So to get that and the way you did it, and then if you can get Carolina to be 2-1, that feels pretty good given how hard we know that the opening stretch of this season is schedule-wise. And given where it was not too long ago, about a week ago, it didn't feel like that.
No, I think because of the, like you just said, the frustration in how you lost a football game. It always is going to, especially when it seems like it's always your team that it happens to. And so you can be, that frustration was rightfully warranted. But yet, you know, they were able to bounce back, have a nice win. And now you got, it's always hard to say you got momentum after 2 weeks of football. But I mean, you're in a situation where you can get some more good graces because you will be a game above 500 with an opponent coming into your house that, in my opinion, is beatable.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but, and probably won't have their quarterback.
Yes, but you got to get this one first. And it will be a damn shame if they go up to Charlotte and have a letdown.
Yeah.
This team is not very good. All right. I mean, they got some good players. Like the battle you're going to watch for, we were talking about it before the show, like J.C. Horn and Drake London. Mm-hmm. J.C. Horn is one of the best corners in ball.
Yep.
Drake London is not 100% healthy. So it might be, but somebody else has got to step up.
Derrick Brown's awesome.
Derrick Brown is awesome one of the best players at his position in ball. You know, they got some dudes that can make plays on offense, but yet the quarterback is who the quarterback is. He's a gifted player. I want to take nothing away from him. He's a gifted, he has a lot of gifts. And you saw those on display when he threw a damn touchdown pass and turned around before it even got to the receiver.
He did.
Now, the dude was wide the hell open because of a busted coverage.
Both the receiver and the quarterback were no Falcons were near them.
No. So I'll hang it up on that. But, yeah, I think, you know, new year, all those different things, but they still have the same issues that they had until they came in here and beat your ass.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So
cleanse the palate on that one.
You know what I mean?
Go up there and get them.
Yeah. Especially because you're better than them.
Yeah.
The Falcons are a better football team.
Yeah, definitely.
Than Carolina Panthers.
They also are, you know, they're one of the worst franchises in the NFL.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Like,
no doubt about it.
The owner's still the owner.
Yes.
He hadn't done anything crazy lately, but just a matter of time.
Yeah, but
you
think about, even though with that old perv that they had before this dude, they had great prideful players. Yeah. They had
they won a lot of games.
They won a lot of games. You know, they had a hard-nosed coach who riverboat and all those different things like that. They had a spectacular showman at quarterback.
He was a creepy old pervert.
Yeah.
But he did let the football people do their jobs.
Do football stuff.
Now, exactly. Again, I agree that he should have not been the owner anymore because he was a creepy, terrible old pervert.
Yes.
But this guy is all meddling.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I guess
did you
six
see,
of one, half
did
a dozen
you see
the
pictures of Jim Irsay's, the daughter?
I have.
Whoa.
I know.
Like, I know it's your team.
It's great.
It's your team.
I love it.
And you can do whatever you want. And I do believe that. But having the headset on and
taking notes.
Taking notes with a play sheet.
Yeah.
Like, that's new.
Yeah, she's the owner of the team, right?
Yes.
So she's on the sideline with the headset on where the play callers are calling plays to the into the game.
Yes.
With a notepad taking notes.
Yes.
For, I guess, further evaluation.
That's crazy.
Which is, I love it so much.
Why?
Because it's going to make people uncomfortable. Because she's a woman who doesn't know that much about football.
She was born and raised in football. I think she knows a whole lot about football.
Probably. But people are going to make that assumption. She never coached football or whatever. But, it's going to make people
mad. I saw that picture. I was like, and then they had, different. I was like, well, I'd be damned.
Yeah.
On the sideline with the headset.
Because we always say that about other owners with crap they do. Well, they own the team. And what they do is awful. It's way worse than that. All she's doing is taking notes.
But yeah,
you know what I mean?
I've never seen it before.
You're not grabbing anybody's ass or anything
I've never in my life seen that before.
You're not like Jerry Jones doing two media availabilities a week, trading his best player for no reason.
No damn reason.
You know? All she's doing is investing in her team. That's all she's doing.
No, she's looking like, because she's going to have to make a decision. Now, they're off to a good start. 2-0. Yeah. You know they haven't punted yet?
I did know that.
Yeah, they haven't even punted the ball yet,
They have yet to punt this season.
Yeah, dog, it's just unbelievable, man.
It's pretty cool because, their coach, Shane Steichen, right? That guy's a good football coach.
And he's a good dude.
He just had bad – it was a bad situation.
Yes.
And it was his fault because he co-signed on Anthony Richardson and all that. But now, you know, it's not like Daniel Jones is the world beater or anything like that, but – like a serviceable quarterback, and now you can do some stuff with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Again, it's 2 weeks. Who knows?
Yeah.
The wheels could completely fall
it
off.
Could.
No, I saw her on the sideline, and I was like, oh, I can't wait.
It was so funny.
People are going to be fired up about this one. They're not going to like that. Hey, the Braves won twice yesterday.
All right.
Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Olsen, it's fair. He takes an 0-2 curveball and rips it down the line. It rattles around in the corner. It's going to clear the bases. And Olsen wants three. He's got it. A 3 RBI triple.
You got to be like.
Ball's got to rattle around a lot for Matt Olsen to get the
triple,
third.
It's got to be. I mean, it got to get stuck in the mud or something for Matt Olsen to get the triple. But Big Man was humping, dog. He was getting around them bases, man. But,
Man was humping.
Well, I think you know the great thing
hear
was
that one later.
Yeah, the great thing was Chris Sale was outstanding. You know, coming off of a start where Spencer Strider was outstanding, and we talked about going to the offseason with some good, as my man Bo says, Gregory. Did just the one handed damn assist from? Tell me, I shortstop your name.
Kim.
Yeah,
Ha-Sung
yeah.
Kim.
Marcel Kim.
Ha-Sung.
Oh, I thought you said Ha-Sung. Oh, like Hassan, like ready?
It sounds like that. Just say Hassan.
Hassan, all right.
Well, put a G on the end.
Yeah, Hassan.
Okay. Right. So Hassan. The G silent.
Nope.
Oh, it's Hassan.
Hassan, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Hassan. Nah. Mm-hmm. All right, but anyway.
Well, you thought it was Marcel 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, I know. You know how I am with names. Sometimes it sounds better when I say it that way.
Marcel Kim would be a nice name.
Hell yeah, it would be. But, I mean, this is a great – well, we know he's going to be shortstop going into next season and everything. It's a great play by him.
If he chooses to be.
If he chooses to be, which – from what you hear when he got here, he wanted to come to the Braves.
Right.
So it does seem like he'll opt into his player contract. Wouldn't be surprised if they tried to sneak another 2 years on the back end of it.
Right.
Like Alex likes to
do. If he
Alex
hits a couple more home runs.
Yeah, like Alex likes to do, sneak it a couple two
yeah,
years
he'll
on
get
the back
a
end of it.
Five-year, $36 million
yeah,
so, deal.
Yeah, something like that. Wouldn't be surprised if that happened. But, I mean, didn't know how the game was going to be played out because, I mean, eighth inning, it just starts pouring down.
Yep.
Game's delayed, tarps on the field, but they were able to get it in. And, good for Bryce, two wins in a row, man.
Yeah,
three in a row.
I think four in a row because they won on Sunday, too.
Okay, I know they took this from the Nationals, who are, again, a hot garbage
Yeah, they're bad.
Cheeks.
They're very bad.
Yeah.
They're very bad. But the Braves are pretty bad, too. So it's good for them to
they're
get a couple
wins. They're not as bad as them, though.
They're not as bad as them. That is right. Yes. We'll hang our hat on that one. Yeah. They're not going to finish in last place in the division. The Dream got smoked last night, man.
Dude.
They lost the Indiana Fever 77-60. So now it's a must-win game three on Thursday here in Atlanta.
You
want to
talk about a physical damn basketball game? Because me and Samson were flipping back last night just watching it. Boy, Indiana was physical. And a lot of them was a little questionable. Like, it seemed like
they were letting them get
a-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they let them get away with a lot of stuff against the Dream and everything. But, yeah, I mean, when it takes all, they're coming back home to a great crowd. I anticipate they'll get this one done. Yeah. But, yeah, that's one thing I saw about last night. It was ultra, ultra physical from the Fever.
Some players named to weekly awards. Drew Bobo, Outland National Player of the Week.
They do that?
I guess.
Okay.
Gunnar Stockton was Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Week.
All right.
And the kicker from Tech and Georgia. Aiden Burr and Peyton Woodring, both named as Lou Groza Award Stars
nice,
of the Week.
Nice, nice. That's I've never heard of it. I didn't know they gave out. I know they give those out at the end of the year. I didn't know they had weekly awards
yeah.
for those.
You get, so, probably get a nice little plaque or
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, great job. Great job. That means you played well. Mm-hmm. Good for Drew Bobo. Obviously, he gets a lot of slap because Bobo was his dad. He's a damn good player.
It was a good weekend for him and his dad.
Yeah, he's a damn good player.
Don't you think?
Hell yeah, get off my damn back.
He scored 44 points on the road.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.